Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lonnie Smith. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Smith. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Obergefell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Hendrick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Andy Van Slyke. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Ramsey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Forsch. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Forsch. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Woods. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Leon Durham. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Rainey. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Chuck Rainey. And now, play ball. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sandberg moves to third. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Smith fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Smith. Sandberg scores. Woods goes all the way around to score. Say moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland takes first base on ball four. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Say scores. Moreland moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick strikes out. One out. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Rainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey strikes out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Sandberg reaches second base with a double. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Forsch, and towards Obergfell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Van Slyke. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Sandberg scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Say hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buckner scores. It's 5-0, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Lyons pinch hits for Bob Forsch. Bill Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rainey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Stupper now pitching. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Rainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey is 0-for-1 in the game. Rainey hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith bunts towards third. Say fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Obergfell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergfell is 0-for-1 in the game. Obergfell takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to second for the out. Smith moves to third. two outs. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Slyke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramsey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Say takes first base on ball 4. Buckner moves to second. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey fires to first and picks off McGee. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramsey hits a fly ball into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Floyd Rayford now playing third base. Ken Obergefell now playing second base. Mike Ramsey now playing shortstop. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chuck Rainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey is 0 for 2 in the game. Rainey takes first base on ball 4. Bauer moves to second. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Steve Braun pinch hits for John Stupher. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Braun moves to second. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a fly ball into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it and throws to second for the out. Braun moves to third. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Braun scores. Obergefell moves to second. It's 5-1, Cubs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards short. Baez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jeff Lottie now pitching. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith throws the ball into Obergefell, who tags Buckner, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Say hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 0 for 2 in the game. Van Slyke bunts towards first. Buckner fields the ball and throws to Rainey covering. Safe. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramsey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moreland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Durham moves to second. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Porter and he is out, Rayford applying the tag. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Jeff Lottie. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-1 in the game. Rayford strikes out. Two outs. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Obergefell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rucker now pitching. Chuck Rainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rainey is called out on strikes. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards second. Obergefell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Durham. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Van Slyke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Rainey covering, for the out. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Lee Smith now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moreland. Porter reaches second base with a double. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0-for-3 in the game. Ramsey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. David Green pinch hits for Dave Rucker. David Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. Two outs. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.